Blog Talk Radio.
Shiral Yahweh, revolt. Alephay Yisrael Selah, return Yahweh unto the countless thousands of Israel. Shalom, 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 all praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh and Yahweh only, hallelujah. I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day, with the exception of some F days, in which there will be a special edition coming up this F day in the Knowledge Suite as we continue in on our subject in regard to tithing. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, this thing has been toyed around with, been played around with, and still being toyed around with and played around with to this very day. But you just stay with us here. We're going to give you a full breakdown, full definition of what this system is about that was created by the Most High Yah, and explain to you, hallelujah, why it cannot operate outside of the place which we explained the last time in our last segment, or episode rather, here in the Knowledge Suite, that it cannot be done. It cannot be done outside Yerushalayim. Now, there have been some exceptions to that in previous captivities. So I just want to let my mores know before y'all get too energetic and start running your mouth. I know about what happened back then in the book of Nehemiah. Yeah, back then in the book of Esther. I know about all that. Yes, and we're going to bring all of that into play. Yes, we are. We're going to bring all of that into the knowledge and into the hearing of my brothers and sisters. Last time, hallelujah, we established some things. What did we establish? We established what a tithe is. Hallelujah. Maaser. Maaser. Okay? That is what? The tenth. That's the Hebrew word for tithe. It is the tenth. We also found that what? That the tenth was the tenth of your increase, what you grew. The tenth of the cattle and the herd that you raised. Whether it be what? Whether it be cows, whether it be sheep, whether it be goat, you know? In other words, the animals that you herded, that you raised in herds, you would have to give what? A certain percentage of that. Hallelujah. You have to bring that into the storehouse. But now we have to establish what was done with these tithes. And when they were brought into the storehouse, incidentally, as to whereby, you know, the Europeans who rule the planet right now, this is where they copied warehousing from, see? This storehouse was a gigantic, what you may call, warehouse or a storehouse of goods, yes. Vegetables, fruits, all type of things that were needed to do what? To sustain our living. But see, it's also similar now. This is where they stole the system of welfare from, because this particular tithe, these tithes were taken up for the welfare. Look at the word. For the faring well of those who what? Who were not able to fare well of their own, and for various reasons, whatever they might have been, okay? So, you know, again, look at words. Take words apart. Learn the what? The etymology of words. That's their origins. What do these words mean? What did they mean in their original context? So we got to just become studious. We got to become smart. We got to educate ourselves. Yes, we have got to what? Learn to appreciate wisdom in those who are wise amongst us, and always trying to start a controversial argument. Just listen. Take it in. Do with it what you please, because guess what? When it comes down to the final, like the book of Ecclesiastes say, Yah will bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be bad. So, Yah is not offended. Because you want to differ with me, or like some of you have told me before, I disagree with you, fine. Go ahead. You know? But you are going to still be held responsible for this like I am. Okay? You can disagree with me till the cows come home. So you can disagree with the wisdom that Yah has given me. It's not me you are disagreeing with. You are rejecting knowledge because you want to make it be what you want it to be. But it's not like that, brothers and sisters. Anyway, here it is. Now, who and for what were these tithes taken up for? Okay? Okay. We start in Numbers chapter 18. Just to get an establishment of what it's all about, we'll start reading at verse 1. And Yahweh said unto Aharon, that's Moses' brother, thou and thy sons and thy father's house with thee shall bear the iniquity of the sanctuary. That's a huge, huger than huge responsibility. And thou and thy sons with thee shall bear the iniquity of your priesthood. Priesthood now. These, the sons of Aaron, hallelujah, were what? They were the priests of the Almighty. They served him in the tabernacle, day and night, because Yah came to this place in person. Yes, you heard me, in person. We're going to go through all of this in upcoming episodes on what this cloud that came down upon the tabernacle was all about. What kind of cloud was this? But you notice every time the cloud came down, who was in the cloud, in it? The Most High Yah, because he met with these brothers, yes, these priests, the priestly tribe of Israel, known as the what? Levites, the Lawanites. Actually, the man's name is Lawi, instead of Levi, Lawi. Okay, but we'll just deal with Levi right now because we know that's what you all been taught, and we know that's what you've been told. We'll get into all of this in upcoming lessons. Okay, skip to verse 8. And Yahweh spake unto Aaron, behold, I have given thee the charge of mine heave offerings of all the hallowed things of the children of Israel. Unto thee have I given them by reason of the anointing, and to my sons by an ordinance forever. This system is going to be put back in place because the what? The Lawanites, the Levites, will still be serving Yah in the coming kingdom. Yes, this is a very important tribe, okay? Okay, again, in your spare time, read this entire chapter because we don't have enough time to really cover everything in its entirety, but we're going to get to it. Then we're going to skip down to this. Okay, skip down to verse 21. Now, let's look at who this tithe, okay, these what? These meats and fruits and vegetables and 10% of the cattle and the herd were to be paid to. Look at this. And behold, I have given the children of Levi, I have given, he said, the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance, for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Look at this. This is the only tribe that's authorized out of the 12 tribes now of Israel that were what? Given the tenth. This is who the tithe go to. This is who the maaser is to be paid unto. Notice that now. Neither must the, verse 22, neither must the children of Israel henceforth go nigh the tabernacle of the congregation, lest they bear sin and die. Only someone who could go even near the tabernacle, the place where Yah came down and dwelt, yes, physically in person amongst our people, was what? Was the tabernacle. And no one else was authorized to even go anywhere near it but the sons of Levi, in whom what? The tenth of the tithe were to be paid to. No one else, only them. Now, well, don't worry, brothers. We're going to get into, oh, yeah, what the yearly tithe meant. We're going to cover all that. The what? The three-year tithe in which the fatherless and the widow, but this particular tithe, no one partook in this but the Levites. We're going to get into that yearly tithe, which occurred, even though it was called yearly, it was every 3 years. Well, the Levites, the father and the widow, and the widows, okay, the fatherless and the widows came in to partake of what? Of the tithe, to enjoy what? The tenth that was given and that was paid up every 3 years because the warehouse, the storehouse was running over like it always be, okay? But it was really running over at that time because what? We had stored up tithes or increases, sustenance, herd, cattle in the storehouse for the what? For the welfaring or the well-being of the ones who just could not what? like the Levites. They couldn't invest in business and commerce like the other 11 tribes. So all 11 tribes had to support this tribe because of the work that they did in the tabernacle and their service under Yah, which was 24/7 around the clock. They didn't have time, and they had to have their stuff together, because if they did anything wrong, they would die. No, Yah's not a tyrant. He just means what he says and says what he means, and you have to do it to the T. He don't accept mistakes. No, 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 not with dealing with this. Verse 23. But the Levites shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear their iniquity. Meaning, if they sin, they mess up, it's on them. It shall be a statute forever, forever. When we get back together, this system is going to be put back in place throughout your generations, that among the children of Israel, they have no inheritance. Who has no inheritance? The Levites. They cannot do business and trade. They don't have time to farm. They don't have time to what? To invest in business. I did say business ventures, like the other what? Like the other 11 tribes. Remember, 12 tribes of Israel. Yes. But this one tribe didn't have time to do anything else but to serve Yah in the tabernacle. This is what the tabernacles were all about. These were places where Yah physically dwelt. So, y'all Hebrew roots, how y'all going to have a feast of tabernacles if you ain't got no tabernacle? What tabernacle have you built here in the captivity of in the hells of North America? Y'all brothers need to get this thing together. You need to really sit down somewhere and be taught what the truth is. You think you know it, or you think you got it, and you don't. The tabernacles. How you going to operate a tabernacle without the Levite? You just don't jump up and be a Levite. You have to be born, have the physical bloodline of what? Of the sons of Aharon, of the sons of Levi, Lawi, flowing through your veins. That's what makes you a Levite, not because you stand up in front of a book board and call yourself teaching somebody something, which some of you really need to sit down somewhere, okay? What constitutes a Lawanite, a Levite, is a person that's born of that tribe. We don't know what tribe we come from. We all mixed up and scattered up. And there's a lot of you black people, sadly, have to tell you this, but it's true. Y'all not Israelites. But that's not my job or my duty to try to separate who's who. I'll mess up something. Any man would. And I'm telling you, I'm saying this specifically to you brothers out here in the purple who have got this little chart where y'all broke down all the 12 tribes. Now y'all sit down somewhere with that. You don't know what you're talking about. That's up to Yah. Yah is going to be the one to gather the tribes. He's going to be the one to put all the tribes back together, because he knows who's who, what's what, and who's where. Only he knows this. The rest of y'all, excuse my expression, need to sit y'all asses down somewhere. That's all to it, okay? Verse 24. But the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as a heave offering unto Yahweh, have I given to the Levites to inherit. This is who, look at this now, this is who the tithe go to. Now, where is the tribe of Levi? I don't know. You don't know. I could be one. You could be one. But we don't know that yet. So how in the world are you going to tell me something, bring you the tithes in the storehouse? You ain't even got no storehouse. And no, the storehouse is not no warehouse where they keep green, filthy money that's on this deathbed that's already not of no worth, of no value. No, the bank is not the storehouse. You don't have no modern-day storehouse. Hallelujah. You've got to wait on Yah, my beloved brothers and my sisters, to put this thing back together again. You've got to wait. You rush ahead of him, you will mess up everything. So I'm telling you preachers out there, a lot of you all stop listening because you just can't take it. But I understand. Hallelujah. If the heat gets too hot in the kitchen, get out of it. Because you weren't meant to be in there anyway. You're not a chef. You're not a cook anyway. So get out of the kitchen. Because if you are a person that's a cook and you can't stand heat, you don't need to be in the kitchen anyway. Well, yeah, we're heating up the kitchen. Now, the kitchen is hot. Those who don't belong in the kitchen got to get out of the kitchen. That's all to it. I have given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore, I have said unto them among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. Verse 25, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, thus speak unto the Levites, and say unto them, will ye take of the children of Israel the tithes, which I have given you? Given you who? The Levites. From them for your inheritance. That's their inheritance right there. We have to depend on us for support. Then ye shall offer up an heave offering of it for Yahweh, even a tenth part of the tithe. See, even out of the tithe had to come a tenth out of that, which was what? Offered as a heave offering. See, that would be synonymous with a free will offering. And a heave offering is a totally different offering. Okay? I'm going to break that down to you. I'm going to explain all this. I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm not going to just read words and phrases like some people do and then leave you wondering, scratching, hey, what is he talking about? What does that mean? This is my job, to explain it to you, to break it down to you, whether you accept it or believe it or not. It's not my job to make you believe nothing. I'm just here to deliver the message. Now, if you were wise, you would grasp hold to it. Don't take my word for it. Go back over this and study it. Pray and ask Yah to give you the wisdom to understand this word. That's the only way you're going to know it. Otherwise, you're going to wrestle with yourself. No, you're not wrestling with Brother Yemi Yahu, making your little smart statements and comments toward me. You're wrestling against wisdom that Yah has given me and others. So don't think you're doing no damage, no harm here with your smart mouth. Oh, no. You're only hurting yourself. When the opportunity comes to grasp hold of wisdom, be wise enough to get the wisdom and grasp it, my beloved brothers and sisters. That's all I'm saying to you. I love y'all. I'm not here to fight and fuss and argue with you. I'm here to feed you knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 27. And this your heave offering shall be reckoned unto you as though it were the corn of the threshing floor. What's that? That's where they what? That's where they actually separate the corn. They shred off the kernels. Threshing, the crushing in some cases, or the separating of the corn, the shucking of the corn, so to speak, as we call it. Oh, yeah. And as the fullness of the wine press. What is that? That's a device our fathers developed, which does what? It crushes the grapes, mashes them, squeezes them, and it squeezes the juice out of the grapes, and the grape juice is allowed to ferment and turn into wine. That's what a wine press is. They have modern ones that are, what, much faster and all like that, but very, very nasty and dirty. Our fathers kept a very, very clean environment when they processed, when they processed foods, but not processed them like today's modern processing of foods. Yes. Hallelujah. Thus, ye also shall offer an heave offering unto Yahweh of all your tithes. Look at this. Which ye receive of the children of Israel, and ye shall give thereof. Yahweh's heave offering to Aharon the priest. The priest now. These are the only mediators, the only mediators that Yah assigned to our people to mediate between he and our people. The priest, the tribe of Levi, in whom you just saw with your own eyes, the tithes are to be paid for. So when you go to your so-called church and your preacher, go right back in this book, because I'm going to show you the turns and twists over there in the new book. It don't hit it hard like this, though. But this is where they go to play on your emotions and to fool and trick you into paying something that you think you are paying, tithes. Now, I'm going to show you something about this. Tithe, as we have seen, is what? It's already the tenth of your substance, of your increase, which you grow from the ground, the cattle and the flock that you raise. There's only one exception for our people that they were to turn tithe into money. And let's go there and look at it. Deuteronomy chapter 14. Deuteronomy chapter 14 is loaded also with the laws of what we can and cannot eat. But since we are on tithing, we're going to deal with that. Okay, so look at this now. Devarim. This is Deuteronomy. The Hebrew word for this book is pronounced Devarim. Devarim. Okay, but we're going to deal with Deuteronomy. Chapter what? Chapter 14. And we're going to start at verse 22. Now look at this and pay very close attention. We don't have much time, but we're going to deal with this. We got to get this in. Hallelujah. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed that the field bringeth forth year by year. And thou shalt eat before Yahweh thy Elohim in the place which he shall choose to place his name. That we've already established it. We've seen this from the word of Yah, that this place which is called Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, Yah's city of peace, in what is called Jerusalem. This is a place, the only place on the planet that he chose to place his name. And I don't care how many disputes and arguments you brothers have about this. This is the word of Yah. Dispute that. Argue that with him and see what you get. Okay? The tithe of that corn. Look again what you're tithing. The tithe of that corn, of thy wine, yes, of thine oil, and the firstlings of thy herds and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear Yahweh thy Elohim always. Now notice, he hadn't said anything about money yet, but we're getting ready to get to the money part of it now. Look at this, very closely now, pay attention. Verse 24, and if the way be too long for thee, in other words, where you are bringing these tithes into the storehouse in the Yerushalayim, which at the present moment, of course, you know, is not in operation, because we the people that belong to that land are in captivity. So you can't tithe. How are you going to tithe? You're not even living under your system, under your law, under your government. Hallelujah, which is the government and the laws that Yah put in place for us as a people to live by and abide by. And they must be obeyed, every one of them. And if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art able to carry it, or if the place be too far from thee, which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose to set his name there, when Yahweh thy Elohim has blessed thee, if the place was too far away from what? From Yerushalayim. Hallelujah. Then this is what this is saying. Let me read that again, and thou, hallelujah, and if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from thee, hallelujah, which Yahweh the Elohim shall choose to set his name there, when Yahweh the Elohim has blessed thee, in other words, when he's given you all these fruits, vegetables, animals, increase, then shalt thou turn it into money. In other words, if all your cattle, if all the fruits and vegetables that you've raised, all your increase, stuff that you've grown in the land, the cattle, the meat, you have too much meat. And if the distance be too far, you just can't make it down to Jerusalem, which this is where the tithes were to be paid, only in one place, in Yerushalayim, because that's where the storehouse of the gigantic warehouse was located, no other place. Hallelujah. Then shalt thou turn it into money, and bind up the money in thine hand, and thou shalt go unto the place which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose, Yerushalayim, and thou shalt bestow, in other words, use that money for whatsoever thy soul lusted after, whatever you wanted. Notice, if the distance is too far, you sell the meat, sell the food, sell the vegetables, turn it into money. Bring the money into Yerushalayim. Look what you're going to do when you get there. Look at who the tithe benefited. It benefits you. Does your tithe, so-called tithes that you pay in the church, which are not tithes, do the preacher let you go into the bank vault or go into the bank account and get the money out of there and buy whatever you want to buy with it? Hell no. You know he don't. Verse 26, and thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusted after. For oxen, you can buy ox with the money. For sheep, or if you wanted to, you can buy wine or strong drink, liquor, beer, whiskey. Yes, it said that. Yes, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Strong drink. If when you got to you, because we had all of that there, it was pure though. Yeah, it'll still make you drunk now. Because it's real stuff, pure stuff. Our ancestors didn't make nothing but the real stuff and pure stuff because what? It was produced under strict, very strict what? Ways of producing these strong drinks and these food stuffs and food matters. Or for whatsoever thy soul desireth. Notice, When you convert the tithes, which if you had too many to bring, you just didn't have enough resources to get it now, sell it. Sell the meat. Sell the fruits. Sell the vegetables. Bind the money up. Tie the money up so you won't lose it. Because when you get there, you're going to spend the money to buy whatever you wanted to buy with it. Whatever your soul lusted after. Whatever your soul desired. You want to buy you a drink? Couple of drinks or whatever, 20,000 bottles of wine, whatever you want it. The tide benefited you. And thou shalt eat there before Yahweh thy Elohim. You're going to eat there in his presence. Hallelujah. And thou shalt rejoice, thou and thine household. Do you rejoice when you have to pay your bill money? Because this preacher got you guilt tripping. You didn't pay your 10% unto the Lord. No, we didn't give it to you. Hallelujah. And thou shalt rejoice, thou and thine household. And the Levite, here we go again with this Levite now. When you converted that money, look what you had. You still had to look out for Levi. Hallelujah. And the Levite that is within thy gates, thou shalt not forsake him. Don't forget about them. Don't forget about this tribe now that can't do no work. But all they can do is mind what? The duties of the tabernacle day and night. For he hath no part, no inheritance with thee. At the end of 3 years, look at this. Now, here's that yearly tithe I was telling you about. Notice, here's a different kind of tithe now. Now, notice, you've had plenty of time to store stuff up in this warehouse, in this storehouse, okay? And at the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thine increase the same year, and thou shalt lay it up within thy gates. Within thy gates. Thy gates is within where? Within the land that we were given to live in. Not outside of that place, not any other place, only there. And the Levite, now this is that 3 year thing I was telling you about, the 3 year tithe. Called the yearly tithe, but this tithe is to be paid every what? 3 years, because the storehouses are running over. And the Levite, because he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger. Now this is when you invite others in. But not in the initial tithe that's taken for the upkeep of the Levites. But the Levites are in on this particular tithe too. And the Levite, because he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within thy gates, shall come and shall eat and be satisfied. That Yahweh the Elohim may bless thee in all the work of thine hand which thou doest. My brothers, my sisters, the tithe, the tenth, benefits the tither. Look at that. You can't lose either way you go with this system. It's a marvelous, wonderful system of support for the welfare or the well-being of those, specifically the Levites, who could not engage in business enterprise of all the 12 tribes of our people. Yes, I know I get excited when I'm in this word, but the word excites me like that. So if you hear the excitement in my voice, hallelujah, it comes from the what? From the inside out. It's deep down inside of me. Hallelujah. It's a thing that the Most High Yah has blessed this his servant with, not only me but others who are endowed with this wisdom. But so far, you have learned more about tithing, and you've learned things about tithing that you just didn't know about. The tithe, initially, is not money. It's converted into money. Go back and read this. Read the entire chapter 14. And then, you don't have a photostatic memory, brothers and sisters. Write this stuff down. Write it down. This is how I learned it. I wrote it down, went back and studied it intensely. I'm not saying you get yours like that. Maybe some of you all do have a photostatic memory. But some of y'all can't even remember 2 or 3 days ago something you said or done. Man, that's very terrible. Very terrible retention. But you need to get this. You need to know this. Why? So you can explain this to other brothers and sisters. We can't be everywhere at the same time. You are growing in wisdom so that you can spread this knowledge, because all of us, all of the Israelites, not no select few, not no handful, all of us are important unto the Creator, the Most High Yah. All of us in this nation of Israel have a responsibility to our Creator to obey him, to learn his ways. He has teachers out here to teach us his ways. He will impart this wisdom in you if you earnestly seek him for it. But if you're a fool, like the book of Proverbs say, fools, what? Die for lack of wisdom. Only a fool rejects knowledge. Only a fool do that. Are you a fool? Or are you a person that take it in? Hallelujah. Join me this coming F Day for a special edition in the Knowledge Suite. Shalom, shalom, shalom.